more and more of you contacting us about Belfast International Airport. Nolan@bbc.co.uk. If you've got any story for us, here's yet another story about Belfast International Airport, this time from Annette and Claire. Morning to you, Annette.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Stephen.
Annette, tell us why you contacted us. You've both contacted us about the same story, but you're not linked, right? So, Annette, you go first.
Right. We landed at Belfast Airport at 2:48 p.m. on Wednesday, the 27th of March, coming from Tunisia. We got past passport control at 3:57 p.m., which to me is, there was only two flights in.
How long did it take?
From 2:48 when we landed to 3:57.
An hour to get through passport control?
An hour to get off the plane and through passport control.
Right. Now, how do you feel about that?
I couldn't believe it. It's supposed to be an international airport. Tunisia would be counted sort of as a third world airport. They had three flights the day we arrived. There was only three people on the desks. We had visas to fill in, as well as getting the passport stamped, and they got us through in 15 minutes.
Well, you know, we're doing so many stories now about Belfast International Airport. I don't know what to say in it. And Claire, what was your experience? Was this on the same day, Claire, or is this a different day?
Yes, it was the same flight. No, that was the same flight.
So what was your experience?
Well, it was horrendous, as an edge just is. We got off the plane and we were standing queued that far back that we even got up to passport control. And then when we get through passport control, we went down the stairs to the baggage reclaim. And there was not much baggage on the carousel. All the suitcases had been thrown over to the side, resulting in the remaining suitcases was banging off one another. And it took the baggage person for to come quite a long time, but he was on his own. And all friends of ours was actually lifting the suitcases up on the carousel to try and get it to go round the way. Got our baggage, and it was after 4 o'clock before we got out the door of the airport.
So you get off the plane at what time, Claire?
3:03, or maybe it was just a wee bit before it. About 3:03, and we weren't getting out the door till 4 o'clock. And anybody that was waiting on an airport, or like, luckily our car was in a park, and a week parking place, and that we were able to phone them and tell them that we had arrived then. And there was all our people queued up, and they were waiting to pick people up to go and get their cars, and they were wondering what was wrong, and I was able to inform them that everybody was queued up for nearly an hour before we got out, and then the problem with all the baggage, and anybody that had anything breakable on their suitcases, the suitcases was banging off one another, you know, competitively and, you know, continuously until somebody came to actually get the thing sorted.
So if there are problems at passport control, we know there are problems at the international airport, which they're trying to sort, aren't they? Building more lanes or whatever, actually getting on the flights, can through security when you're getting on the flights. If there were problems with the baggage, why are you using the airport? Why wouldn't you get the bus down to Dublin or use the city? Like, why are so many people using Belfast International Airport if there are so many problems?
Because that's where Thomas Cook was flying out of, and that's where the holiday was booked through, and that's where we flew from.
Would you do it again?
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. We don't need that hassle coming back from holiday. We just wanted to get home, and it was an hour's delay that could have been prevented.
Would you, Annette? Would you use the international again?
No, I would use Dublin.
Like, it's sad. It's sad to hear that from both of you, because this is one of our major airports. It creates jobs. It's an important part of our economy. But, you know, what is going on?
Somebody needs to rearrange and, you know, maybe have a look at what the complaints is coming on and, you know, verify or defix that, because at the end of the day, like myself and Annette doesn't want to travel with them again, so obviously they're going to be losing customers if they don't look at all the problems and sort them out.
So what would you advise people to do who are contemplating using that airport?
I would advise, there was more than me and Annette on that plane. I would advise people who ever experienced the problems that we did to contact yourselves and get it out there that things need to be changed, because at the end of the day, nobody wants that hassle. You want to go on a holiday, you want to fly out and fly home, no problems, or as little as possible.
The international are telling us the number of baggage carousels in operation is determined by the number of bags in the flights, and one carousel was adequate for these flights. Some bags did fall off the belt, but airport and airline staff were in the vicinity and placed the bags back on the track again. So they're saying one carousel was enough.
No, I'm sorry, Stephen. At the end of the day, there was no baggage collector there. Whenever a friend of ours, Jordan, she went over to see that her suitcase was over there, and she ended up losing about 12, maybe more suitcases on the carousel. The man did come eventually after maybe 10 minutes. That fella was under pressure. I'm not taking him down. But then I seen somebody from the airport then over with the baggage had went back out again and tried to come round. So, no, they weren't happy. And at the end of the day, Thomas Cook can verify this. That plane was absolutely full. And the air hostesses couldn't even deal with the amount of people on that plane because they were under pressure. So, obviously, the baggage was as much the suitcases as there was many people on it.
And then a Home Office spokesperson has said, while the majority of passengers who arrive at Belfast International get through the border quickly, on Wednesday the 27th of March afternoon, there was a wait time of up to 38 minutes following the arrival of flights from Milan and Tunisia. A large proportion of passengers on the Milan flight were travelling on ID cards, which take longer to process than passports. We understand the frustration of those involved and ensured all the passport desks were staffed and that the passengers were dealt with as quickly as possible, they say.
There was two people checking the passports. Yeah. Now, that was not adequate for the queue of people and the length of time we had to stand.
Annette and Claire, thank you very much. Good morning to you both.